back up a little bit.
Okay. Come on up, boys and girls. Well, you're all looking so nice in your best clothes today. And you look all happy. Is everybody happy here today?
Yeah.
Why are you so happy?
It's Christmas Eve.
It's Christmas Eve, yes. Well, kind of a dumb question, isn't it? Everybody knows when it's Christmas. Where are you happy? Jesus' birth is tomorrow, isn't it? Yeah. And what are you happy about? Oh, presents. Yeah, that's exciting too, isn't it? I have something here. I need your help tonight because there's some presents around the front of the church here. There's four presents. Now, they're not for any of us, but they're for the God's presence to the church. So what I need is you to help me in a minute and go look for them. If you find one, don't open it, but bring it over to me, okay? Can you do that? Look around the front of the church here, see if you find one. There's only four. And there's some around up here. See if you find one. Wrapped in shiny paper, yeah? Okay, if you find one, bring it over to me, okay?
I'm trying to get one.
Okay, there's only four. One, two, three. There's, oh, you found it. Okay. All right. Well, have a seat, and I'm going to open these up and see what's in these here. Now, I heard that these were God's presents to his church. That's to all people. So these are real important presents. You know, tomorrow you'll probably get presents just for you, won't you? Like if you get a toy, that's for you to play with. But these are different. These aren't toys. These are presents that everybody gets. Let's see what's in this first one, okay? You ready?
Okay.
Open it up. It's kind of heavy. It's a book.
A Bible,
right. Well, you know what? If you're a Christian, if you're a believer in Jesus as God, and then he came down to earth as born in the manger, but was God and became a human being, then the Bible is for you. It's your book as a Christian because in it, God tells us the truth. The truth. In other words, he comes to us and he says, if you want to know about me, read and study and learn this book, the Bible, and I will tell you all that you need to know on this side of heaven about me. Now, that's precious, isn't it? Because, you know, there's lots of books in stores, but they aren't written by God, they're written by people. Well, we believe that God used people to write his book, but it's his message for us. And the most important thing the Bible tells us, in all the pages of it, is really what we're getting to celebrate here tomorrow, and that's that Jesus is God, and he came down and lived like one of us. God became one of us. So that's the first present. That's the first present we've got. Well, I think we'll look at this one here. It's got some nice paper on it.
I'll take that one.
You want to hold the top? Here it is. What's that? Yeah. You've seen it. And there's a cross, and there's somebody on there. Jesus on the cross. That's another present that we all have as Christians that God gives us. That Jesus lived, and not only lived on earth, but he had a mission. He had a job to do, and that was to be our Savior. And he did that by dying on the cross, taking all our sins on himself, didn't he? That's the greatest present. The greatest present. Well, let's think about this one first here. Think about Jesus. The greatest present you could ever get is a Savior like that, who did that for you, right? So that when you die, you can go to heaven, because all your sins are forgiven by Jesus. Okay. And then we've got another one here. Here's the third present we get. Well, I'm going to open it, okay? You want to hold the top? Okay. All right. There it is. Tell you what, it is a shell. I'll tell you what. I'll let you hold this. You want to pass it around? Everybody get to hold it, okay? And if you want to pass that cross around, you can all hold that too. Look at that shell there that they're passing around. Have you ever seen that before?
Yeah.
What is that shell from? It's somewhere here in the
baptism.
Church.
Baptism.
That's right. It's from the baptism over there. And boys and girls, that's another gift that God gives us. He gives us His baptism. And when someone's baptized, it's simple washing. You put water on a person, but it's also the washing that comes through God's Word. He said, go and make disciples by baptizing them in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. So that's God's gift to all believers too, to all Christians, the gift of baptism. Now, why do we baptize people? Anybody know? Yeah, Billy? Listen to Billy now. Jesus got baptized, right. Now, why do we get baptized?
I know why.
Okay.
Because then when we get baptized,
we're
Jesus' kids.
We're Jesus' kids. Yeah, he says it washes away our sins, and it makes us God's people. So we're baptized because God says, make disciples by baptizing. But also there's some promises there about forgiveness of sins. Okay? You know how you get all these presents at Christmas, you wake up in the morning or whenever you open them, and you open them all, and then when you get to the last one and you open that, do you ever feel a little bit sad? Just a little bit?
No.
Because it's like, I always felt like that when I was a kid, because like, oh, we're all done now. Got to the end of the presents, that's the last one. And then I started playing with them. Or, you know, my parents always wanted to buy me clothes. I didn't want the clothes, I wanted to play with the toys, but you know, you had to open the clothes too. But I was glad when that was all done so I could get to the toys. But there's that little bit you think, is there anything more? And then Christmas is over for another year, isn't it? And you wait and wait and wait, and it comes back. But boys and girls, God has the last present for us. And the last present is given to us, but we don't open it yet. And so I've got a box here. But I'm not going to open this one because this is a reminder of our last present. And the last present that we get, it's ours now. We get to hold on to it. But we don't open it until a special time. And that is? No, not Christmas. And not birthday. No, not Easter. The gift that God gives us. That's right. Somebody said when we go to heaven. Yeah, I want you to think about this box as being the heaven box. Because after you have all the things in life that God gives you, and all the Christmases, and all of that, then there's one final present, the gift of heaven. And that goes on forever, doesn't it? So I'm not going to open this one, just to remind us that we still got one present that God has given to all believers in Jesus, eternal life. And I think that's the best present of all. So that's all the gifts I have today. What's that? You want to hold it? You want to touch that? There you go. Yeah, let him hold that. Yeah. Okay. We're going to say a Christmas prayer now, and let's. Well, you can. You want to hold that? Go right ahead. There you go. Let's say a prayer, and like we do on Sundays, where I say the first part and then you repeat it. Okay, like the echo prayer. Let us begin.
Dear God in heaven,
thank you that it's Christmas.
Thank you for all the presents you give us.
Thank you for all the presents you give us.
For the Bible,
help us to learn it.
For the cross,
help us to believe.
And for baptism, help us to live as your people.
Help us to live as your people.
And bring us to heaven.
And bring us to heaven.
As the last present.
As the last present.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen. Very good with the prayer. Well, have a Merry Christmas.